Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the Atlanta airport, and I've just run into Lou Migliori with LGM and Associates. Lou, how you doing?
Good, Kemp. How are you?
There's no telling who you run into in the Atlanta airport, is there?
Right. It could be anybody, famous or infamous.
Yeah. So we're going to the same place. We're headed to the StarNet meeting. I know one of the things we're interested to listen to is an update on concrete moisture. And in your role being the forensic guy in the flooring business, I know that's something you deal with a lot, isn't it?
Yes, it is, all the time.
Why does this not go away?
Well, it's not going to go away because moisture is a component of concrete that you're not going to get rid of. So people just have to understand that they've got to deal with it. It's changed tremendously over the last several years. It's become more of an issue because we've changed the flooring materials and everybody wants to go 1,000 miles an hour to get buildings finished. And they think that words change the laws of physics, and that's not true. So you still have moisture. It's still got to go someplace. Concrete's got to cure. We're using different types of concrete, lightweight concrete, which is much more hydrated. You still have people doing stupid things that think that they can get away with them, and consequently we have failures, and then we have technologies that people believe will work that sometimes do and sometimes don't. So we've got a lot of things that people are trying to do to speed things along. That's one of the biggest problems that there is. You know, you can't put a building on a concrete slab that's 20 days old and expect never to have a problem. Once it's enclosed, they don't want to have the HVAC system operating. When you start operating that, you have other issues, vapor retarders underneath the slab. There's just a multitude of issues. Everybody's trying to develop things that'll work with the problems and not trying to eliminate the problem. And a lot of the floor cover materials that are going down today, sheet goods, luxury vinyl tiles glued to the substrate, impermeable, don't allow moisture to pass through, so everything's percolating underneath the material and something's got to give.
So even a 20-year-old slab, and you talked mostly about green slabs, that's a big problem, people trying to get on the floor before they're ultimately cured, but even a 20-year-old slab sometimes can have moisture problems, right?
Oh, we've got one right now that's 60 years old and we have catastrophic failure on it. And when I went up to look at it and sat down with people, asked what made you think that what you were doing here was going to work, and asked about the spec. Do you have an architect write the spec? Well, we use the manufacturer's spec, the manufacturer of the flooring material that they use spec. And I looked at the spec and it's like, they tell you not to do things that you did. So how did you think it was going to work? And apparently I didn't read past the first paragraph because everything was further down in it. So yeah, you can have moisture in all slabs.
What are some of the other reasons that you go to this StarNet meeting? I mean, obviously it's 172 of the industry's commercial contractors. There's a lot of talent up there. What do you normally get out of it?
A lot of these guys are friends of mine that I've known for years, even before StarNet, and we do a lot of business together. You know, we're doing things for a StarNet member 4 or 5 all the time, for one way or another. Or they'll refer a lot of things to us, or they'll come to us and say, look, we've got an issue, we've got a question, you know, we need an answer to, or we need some testing done, or whatever the case may be. This is an opportunity to be with who I consider one of the premier commercial flooring contractors group in the world, and our businesses are interrelated because they're putting the flooring down and we're helping them in many cases in selecting it, or they're one of our go-to groups that we will, in a particular geographic location, call in. In a two case, well, PDX, for example, you know that was my project. Well, Rubenstein's, I lobbied for them to get that project, and they did. PDX was an installation project, large, that I wanted StarNet guys involved in.
Let's go to that for just a minute. You know, that's that 20-year-old woven carpet that they pulled up. You worked closely with J&J, who built this tufted carpet that they're putting down, and the Port Authority in the airport is hoping that this product will last just as long. So that'll be an interesting case study, won't it?
Yeah, and I think it will. Actually, I'm much more involved than has been set up to this point. We're going next week. I'm going for the final meeting. The project's completed. We will talk in the near future about that and spend some time on that, you and I, and I'll be writing quite a bit about it. But I was involved right from the very inception. Actually, it's two architectural firms that came to me to be the consultant on that project, and Henneberry Eddy won out. The carpet that was constructed, I actually helped them put that together. We got to a point where they said, we don't think this is going to work. I said, just trust me. Just keep doing this. I know it'll work. And that carpet should last 20 years. You could shoot bullets at that stuff almost.
All right. I look forward to hearing more about it because I think part of what makes it bulletproof is the backing system. So we can talk about that when you're ready. Let's talk about installation. You know, that's a big topic in the October issue of Floor Focus. I've devoted almost all of my editorial to it. We've got the CRI 104-105 that's just come out. We've got the certified flooring installers that now are owned by the WFCA. They're having a meeting in the near future in Dallas. Talk a little bit about what's going on there.
This is a very touchy subject to me because it really upsets me that you have a product that is worth nothing until it's properly installed. And then you have people that are selling the product who are complaining about the fact that, you know, we're going to have to raise our prices to cover the costs and, you know, installation is going to cost more. Well, they've been beating the installers up for years. And it's about time things came around to the point that we need to have people who are compensated fairly for the work that they're doing. There is fewer people doing it. The dealers are going to have to step up to the plate and take this bull by the horns and realize that installation, without it, nothing happens. We talked about startup before. Here's a group of guys, a lot of them use union installers who are trained, certified, make good money, and they'll do anything that they have to do to get the job done. You need to have that same mindset with the retail dealers as well. One of the other things that frustrates me is the ceramic tile industry. You've got to be a certified installer to install that, and their guidelines are tougher than anybody else's, and nobody else in the industry seems to be able to comprehend that we need to adapt that same mindset for every other flooring material. The same dealer is using these guys, paying them more, yet he can't pay people who are installing carpet and hard surface flooring. It's ludicrous, absolutely ludicrous. The problem with the industry is they don't know who they are. In the book Task Responsibilities and Practices by Peter F. Drucker, he says you have to know what business you're in and who your customer is. And we don't know who that is. So we've got an industry, they're in the business of style and fashion, and their customers are women, and we've got Neanderthal men running it. Nobody has a clue as to, you know, they think that their customers are men, and they're not. You're selling style, fashion, you need to take cues from the style and fashion industry. The people who are the most successful are the people who understand it.
If you start talking about residential installation, there are multiple things going on. First, as we've talked about, there's a lack of talent that wants to get in the business because they don't think it's going to be a profitable career.
Again, it's business. You have to realize that unless you get this material installed and installed properly, you're going to have problems and you're not going to sell anything. And a consumer doesn't know what the cost of labor is supposed to be. They don't even know what the cost of the material is supposed to be. You'll hear the argument, Home Depot, they don't get as much money and everything else. Yes, they do. It's built into the cost of the material. And if you really go out and price this, I went out and did a study on big boxes and independent retailers. And it turns out that the independent guys were less expensive overall than the big box. And it was a better experience. I've got a friend of mine, runs a high-end operation. They built the Home Depot right in front of him. It's the best thing ever happened to him. And you'll hear that from a lot of guys who are right next to Home Depot.
All right, well, just one last question. The new 104-105 standards have just come out. The S600 was issued earlier this year. Weigh in on what advice you're giving installers around the standard to pay closest attention to.
104-105, they are the industry standards. I was influential in putting the people together to run the committees. I've seen the new document. I'm actually writing something about it right now. I think it's excellent, and it's better than it's ever been. And it is the industry's document for installation, 105 for residential, 104 for commercial. And I don't know whether you've seen it in its entirety and read it, but it's really good. It's the best it's ever been.
It's concise and to the point.
Absolutely, and it's got highlights and red, and it's going to be interactive, and there's going to be a lot more going on with it. And then all of the manufacturers' execs have endorsed it. Some of the CEOs of the industry said that we're going to tie our warranties to installation. Well, we need to do that, and this is a document that will allow that to be done. So we got to stop talking about it and start doing something about it.
All right, Lou, it's great to see you. Look forward to spending more time with you at the StarNet meeting. Again, been talking to Lou Migliori, who is the principal at LGM & Associates, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.